for traffic for 2 minutes to cross a road. All of these things matter in logistics and the efficient movement of goods. So a good example of a level two user is actually what you see out there now, the Foodstuffs, the Progressives, the DKSHs, the Easy Buys, where they've still got quite a large amount of road movement. So therefore, you wouldn't necessarily want to put all those trucks into specifically a railhead. So actually the road connectivity to the ring road, for example, becomes important, probably more so for them. But they're also going to probably use rail. So therefore, they want to move the boxes in and out of the railhead. So I think it's about being quite clear around the value proposition for each type of business. And not every business is the same, not every business has the same need. So I think that there's that the concept here is that by working together and having this integrated plan, we should be able to attract many more businesses in every tier. That's the concept. It's not about being binary. You know, are you a rail user, are you not a rail user? Actually, this is about the movement of goods collectively. Same with air. You know, there's opportunities with air, but there's only genuine opportunities with air if you've got a really strong proposition that connects up with the rest of the system. So is it rail goods in for then distribution by air domestically? Could be an example of a value proposition for a rail user and an air user. So I think it's been quite clinical about that. We try and make the point just with some brands to try and get people's head around it. I won't be so lucky going to the page this time, probably. Might be in section two, where we put some brands out in different tiers, just to try and make it simple for people to understand. No, I can't quite put my hand on it, sorry, but have a look in there and you'll see what we mean about the different tiers of users. So.
Thank you.
No, that's extremely helpful. Thank you, Mr. Wright and Mr. Mudgeway. That's been very useful. Thank you. Cheers. So that completes presentation for submissions 12 and 63. So we move on to submission number 13, which is Tutaki 2019 limited. Welcome, it's Mr. Barnes, is it?
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well. Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
And that's good.
A little intimidated as being just a private submitter and someone who's not done this type of thing before.
Yeah, no, that's totally understandable. Just to give you some background, we have a set of maps, so we know where your property is.
Good.
We have read your submission, and we have done a site visit, so we have seen your property from the road.
Very good.
So we have a sense of where you are.
Excellent.
And you're free to expand on your submission.
Thank you very much. So I've put together a PowerPoint presentation this morning that you can have some here in hard copies, which you are welcome to have afterwards, but we'll just work through this. So my name is Nathan Barnes, and a director of Tutaki 2019 Limited. Let's go to the next slide, please. I'll click it here. Sorry. Yes. What do I do? Maybe. Notoriously difficult to use. So I would just like to start by saying I really appreciate what these the CEDA have submitted and full support of what they've said, which is really helpful in the couple points that they covered. So we'll go over that in more detail. But in principle, as a director of a Palmerston North based business, we're fully in support.
I think they've got that technology working for you now.
That's pretty tricky. Thank you. Okay, so my submission today is made up of two components. As you see, number one is about ensuring that we get our business gets suitable access with the proposed closure of Railway Road. And I'll be wearing my Tūtaki and Tāmaki Limited Director's hat if I go on over, that's right. And number two, we'll be looking at this the crossing, which you've already known about, and I'd like to expand a little bit more on that, the Roberts Line closure proposal there as well. So a bit about us. So Tūtaki 19, we own the property here. We've owned it for many years. And it's directly impacted, as you can see, by the closure of the proposed closure of Railway Road. And the property is leased by Farm Gear Limited, which I'm a director, along with my two brothers. And we are in full support of the proposal for the regional freight hub. We think it offers fantastic opportunity for Palmerston North to grow and develop as a city. So Farm Gear Limited, my dad started the business here in a small way in the late 80s. We're now a 12 million a year enterprise. We've got four brands, just recently added two new brands. We relocated down from Auckland last year, and we employ 28 staff, growing fast. We've got a lot of growth plans. So that's just to give you a bit of connection between what Farm Gear is as a business and Tūtaki Limited as the landowner.
So are you sort of like a small Norwoods or something?
So we sell to Norwoods. We're a manufacturer.
Yeah.
So in the regional freight hub proposal submission, or the NOR, we've been called an agricultural business, which is actually not quite correct. We're actually an engineering and manufacturing enterprise. So we supply Norwoods with equipment and all the other farm machinery retail outlets throughout New Zealand and Australia and overseas.
And where's that manufacturing occurring?
At our premises.
Oh, okay.
On that premises. So those buildings you can see there, they are our factory.
Yeah.
Yep. So there's we manufacture everything. We buy a lot of components, of course, but we do our own manufacturing, and most of our staff are engaged in the manufacturing process. We have sales staff, of course, and overhead staff. So just quickly, I'm going to go a little here about our vehicle movements in and out of our property, because that's obviously pretty key to the kind of access that we need. So we have 28 staff, and we, as I said at the top there, some would bike to work if they live nearby, some carpool, but we have over around 25 plus staff vehicles coming on site every day. Suppliers, we have, obviously we need a lot of people coming and going to our business every day to help us with running of the business. As I said there, there's from our steel supply, welding consumables, waste disposal, office supplies, business reps, everyone who just comes and goes in the daily running of a business. A business of our size needs more and more of it. Freight and courier is obviously a big one, which is connects very much with what the CEDA guys are talking about. Having access to transport routes is critical. And we have a lot of truckloads of steel and products coming in from around New Zealand every day. Pallet loads and courier loads, as I said, around 10 to 15 freight and courier vehicles. Customers, we don't have a lot of customer-facing activity at the moment, although one of the brands we've said there, Hooper, is a direct sell model, and so that will definitely increase over the next 2 or 3 years. We'll see more customer engagement directly on site. So we've got to look at what would an adequate access look like if Railway Road were to close. So you can see there's a 700 metre stretch between our property, our gateway, and the Roberts Line. It's written in no real detail on the KiwiRail NOR documentation. They just mentioned that we will be given an access, and that's about all it says, very slight in detail. We're saying there could be up to 150 vehicles a day. There's a proposal to form Sanctions Road, which we think is a good suggestion. It makes total sense. It's a paper road anyway. So it's not in the private ownership. And we've got two other properties, one to our north and one to our south, that would need to be considered the access as well. I'm not sure that 422 property is making a submission. I think the owners of 684 Roberts Line are making a submission. So it's important to us that we get a very good road. You can see the number of vehicles, trucks and cars coming and going. We couldn't just have a single lane driveway, which may be considered an easy solution, but what we look at is that we've got trucks and cars coming every day, travelling over 700 metres. There's no way we'd get away with anything other than a two-lane road, and we'd reiterate that due to legality, we need to ensure that every property has own legal access to a fully formed council-owned road, not just a right-of-way. We would completely oppose that. It would need to be a legally independent road so that our property can be legally independent. That makes sense. Is that clear?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. Like I said, the detail on the NOR documentation is very slight on what they would give us there. And I've deliberately left the connection to Robert's line a little hazy just for the moment. So that pretty much covers what we think we need as far as Robert's line is concerned. You'll see in the our submission, Mr. Ian Gordon, the barrister from Wellington who helped us draft the submission, he referred to Sanctus line connecting. you'll find on, I think it's, sorry, it's right here. Yes, so in number six, in addition to a redesigned Roberts Line Railway Road level crossing intersection, Tuteki submits any proposed formation of Sanctus Road should properly include carriageway width capable of safe use of ingoing and outgoing vehicles, including trucks with safe north and south connections to Cleveland Line and Roberts Line respectively. So the submission there, we asked for it to go right through. That may be impractical, but we'd like to revisit that at a point in time. That's probably an extra expense for not a lot of gain. But we've submitted that. It'll depend a little on what happens in the south, of course. So that's kind of part one, is making sure that we get a good access. The next part of my proposal, relates directly to a proposal by Palmerston North City Council to close the Roberts Line and Cleveland Lines crossings. Now, I'm not sure that this is the right place to be going over this. I understand from an article published in the media last week, or 12th of August it was. This has been covered already to some degree, I don't know. Is it? Can I proceed with this? Is it okay to go right now? Good.
Yep.
So what we know so far is that Palmerston North City Council has asked to KiwiRail, written to them to request the closure of Roberts Line railway crossing, level crossing, and also the Cleveley Line crossing. And what we know that, like I said, it was reported on Stuff on 12th of August, that we should act on these much sooner than the KiwiRail proposal would allow. This is the first issue has been publicly announced as far as other than on the KiwiRail NOR. I've made four attempts over the last 3 months to have meetings with the Palmerston North infrastructure team, but I've not been able to have a meeting yet. I've been ignored or pushed away. I feel like a little bit been left really in the dark on this, and I would have a really constructive conversation, which I felt is really needed, especially as we're so directly impacted by this proposal. So what's wrong and why do I oppose it? Well, first thing I'd like to acknowledge is that these intersections are both extremely dangerous. There's no one's pulling any wool over anyone's eyes about the fact that there's been recent accidents and it's dangerous. We're not trying to undermine the danger that's there to be able to negotiate the intersections. So the Cleveland Line intersection, it's going to impact some residents in a small way getting in and out there. One of my brothers and our staff use that crossing regularly, but realistically it's dangerous, and it's, if you were to close Railway Road, the impact would be relatively small as far as vehicles per day. So we have no difficulty with it. We think it's a sensible idea to close the intersection. It makes complete sense, and the trying to create something else, an alternative, would be extraordinarily difficult. But Roberts Line's a different story altogether, and we want to point out three things. It's our for Palmerston North's existing growth and future housing, industrial zones, spacing between rail crossings and traffic pressure spots, and connectivity, as has already come up this morning, between zones for all traffic, public transport, cycling, private vehicles, and commercial transport. So this map here, just as we all know what this is, but I want to reiterate, is that we're in Palmerston, where we work and where we live. So you can see there's the Kelvin Grove housing, well established, the new Wakaronga housing area, which is growing quickly, and we'll see that develop a lot over the next 5-10 years. There's the Kelvin Grove industrial zone in the sort of the south there, the northern rural residential area, which as we know is also growing very quickly, and then to the left is the northeast industrial and the KiwiRail regional freight hub. And the red line I've drawn there, of course, is the North Island main trunk line going right through, which creates a real division, if you like, between these two parts of Palmerston, both growing very fast, both the housing area and the industrial area. So as I said, it's paramount for a city to provide excellent connectivity between these community zones to facilitate efficient movement of people and goods of people and goods. A lack of good routes stifles growth, creates long-term bottlenecks and frustration. So I just want to really make a point of that, that there's imperative that there's good connection between where people live in Palmerston and where we're expecting them to work over the next 10 years. That makes sense. There's also the connection between the existing Kiriwau industrial zone, the Kelvin Grove industrial zone, and the Kiriwau freight hub. So this map just points up how far it is between the existing level crossings that we've got from Longburn in the south through to Walls Road in the north, and then the map runs out, but right through to Stony Creek Road as well on the eastern line. You can see there around about there's some 2.6 kilometres down to, and they're almost all around the 1 to 1.5, 1.7, quite close distances, which creates good connectivity across a very busy line. And I just see that as being that the founding fathers and whoever's made Palmerston the way it is has put a lot of thought into ensuring that there's a good way to get from suburb to suburb and from location to location, to create an environment whereby we remove that. Those connections that both the Roberts Line and Cleveland Line offer will end up with a 5.3 kilometre, I'll call it a slash, right across two zones of Palmerston, which we're asking people to work and live, work in one place and live in the other. And it seems to be very short-sighted to me to go and create a huge division without any way of getting one side to the other except large detours. So that's really one of my major points. You can see if we close two, you get effectively a 5.3 slash. who's the most affected? What's the big picture repercussions? Well, clearly, if we were to close the Roberts Line intersection, the Railway Road Tremaine Avenue intersection is going to be the main big loser in this. It's going to end up with a huge amount more traffic going through it. And while today you could count the cars on Roberts Line, it might not be that dramatic. If we start growing both those two regions, it's just going to get a lot worse. And it appears from the NOR documentation that I've read, it almost is not included, as if to say this is the PNCC's decision. We don't need to look at that, at the implication that it has. So I've read those reports to some degree, not that I'm well-versed in reading vehicle reports because they're quite wordy and complex and whatnot, but it doesn't appear that the impact of those road closures is really reflected in the impact that it will have on the surrounding intersections, which I would like to draw attention to. Public transport and cycling. So if Palmerston North City Council is truly keen to offer public transport and cycling pathways between major community zones, surely Roberts Line's a vital link. No one likes biking further than they absolutely have to, and putting in a 4 or 5 kilometre detour doesn't make any sense. 10 years now, we can expect hundreds of workers to be needing to get between those zones. What's going to be available? And the third point here is an alternative route in case of an emergency. And we're just really worried that if something happens in Railway Road, something has to be closed for some reason, where do traffic go to? How do they get around? If you don't have an alternative nearby route, what happens to that traffic when they have to all of a sudden can't use a main road such as Railway Road? If the roundabout was to have a closure for some reason, or the rail crossing or something like that. So I'm really concerned about that. So one of the main reasons that Palmerston North City Council has said they want to close these is for safety. As we know, there's been two terrible accidents in recent months on these intersections. But I've done some research into how dangerous crossings really are. It's very difficult to get good data on this topic. I've reached out to TrackSafe. They provided some information, which I have here. And it's 45% of vehicle-related train accidents happen at level crossings, which, of course, is how you have to cross a rail, so it makes sense. 25% are at signal control crossings, but it's no data I can find separates out when they've got barrier arms or not. It seems to be that very, very few, very rare that you have serious accidents happen, but I don't have access to that data. It doesn't seem to be available from NZTA or from QRL or TrackSafe. So I've just asked a couple of questions here. If the Cleveland Line crossing had been fitted with half-arm barriers, would the awful school bus accident have happened? Well, I haven't heard confirmed whether that was a medical event or if it was just a sun closure, a reason why that happened, but it's a good question to ask. And did the recent fatal accident, Roberts Line, have anything to do with level crossing? Well, the answer to there is definite no. It was a truck versus a car. It was nothing to do with the train at all. So closing Roberts Line crossing because it's dangerous for trains is not even factual. It is absolutely a miscommunication of information. So what's the alternative? Can it be made safe? Can we make it? Can we make a connection here that's safe? So you can see I put some time into drafting up an alternative, which I think is far from expensive. Mr. Rob Van Bentham says in email communication to me that making a making a alternative would be too expensive and would work. He says in an email to me in March, if council does proceed with the course of action, we will consult all affected property owners to identify specific mitigation. Separately, you will be able to submit. That's something I'm looking for. No, sorry, it's a bit ahead of that. Council believes that bringing forward what is proposed by KiwiRail would have network safety benefits, given there have been 3 fatalities in the last 18 months. It's also a cost-effective solution to remedying significant safety issue, which cannot be addressed practically in any other way. Well, I completely oppose that. I think it's just really short-sighted just to say because something is dangerous, we just shut it. But that's the case, we'd close nearly every road in New Zealand. If it was, so I just don't agree that closing a rail because it's a crossing because it's dangerous is a cost-effective solution because you're going to end up with more problems at intersections and making detours. So you can see here my plan, and it creates an opportunity for Sanctus Line, Sanctus Road, which we will be coming off, to connect into that. While I'm not presenting exactly about our connectivity, I'm more worried about the whole area as a greater greater point. You've probably studied this map, and I don't want to need to go in a lot of detail, but it just shows a signal-controlled crossing with good landings either side to make it safe, so you've got good sight lines, nice and square, no acute angles, and then a roundabout out onto Roberts Line, onto the new Rye Road diversion, outside the first dust gate to allow for safe passage of trucks in and out and around. So, in conclusion, we believe that the ambitious KiwiRail freight hub is an amazing opportunity for Palmerston North. However, the Palmerston Council is obliged to ensure best interest of residents is, and businesses provided for in every way. Any questions? I'm happy to go over. As you can see, I put a lot of time and thought into this.
Yeah. Appreciate that, Mr. Barnes. I'll ask Commissioner Mackinson to ask you questions because she has the traffic transportation expertise.
Good morning, Mr. Barnes. Thank you for coming in today and to say you've clearly put a lot of thought into this. I do have a few questions for you. One is around your own operations. You say that you'd be quite happy to use a formed Sanctus Road, albeit to full road standard, not just a driveway, which I understand. So in terms of your business, does most of your traffic go to and from Palmerston North, or do you have a draw up towards Fielding as
okay.
well?
Good question. And predominant business operation would be towards Palmerston North, but our staff are more based in Fielding, Martin and Levin. We have some Palmerston North staff as well. So business traffic would be, well, couriers, of course, would go all over, so I can't. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't control their routes, but the main of our business would be, so it's the likes of Steel and Tube, Easy Steel, those kind of places. And then, of course, lots of BOCs and gas places and all those kind of. So it's largely be Palmerston-based.
Thank you. And the traffic numbers you put up around your 5 vehicles per day, does that include your goods out? Or is that
So I've got the 10 to 15 freight vehicles would include freight out every day. Yeah, we have about 3 freight trucks and a couple of courier vans and things. So, of course, we try and consolidate that as much as we can and make as minimum number.
And what size vehicles are you using?
Well, we have everything through from the biggest trucks that are available on the road because we import a lot of our steel would come direct from the mill, steel mill in Auckland. We bring steel down from there. We bring steel from all over the country. So it's the largest trucks that are on the road would come to our property.
So you're using B trains and semi trailers?
Correct.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm just reading my notes. It's not always easy with my writing, I'm afraid. So one of the points you made was around connectivity, particularly for walking and cycling, because you have people who cycle to work. And as you very clearly set out, there's a lot of potential residential development on the east side of the North Island Main Trunk Line in future. Are you aware that there is a potential condition that requires KiwiRail to put in a new pedestrian cycle only at this stage, level crossing somewhere to the south of the existing Roberts Line railway road crossing?
So, no, I haven't seen that documentation, okay. No.
would that allay your concerns about connectivity if that was to go ahead, given that you've got the cycle trail on the Sangsters Road side as well?
It doesn't answer the question around public transport, which I think is a big issue. As we know, it's foremost in almost every council's mind in across the world. Of course, it doesn't also relay as to an alternative route if there were to be an emergency or any other.
So just something else I'd like to explore, and I appreciate you may not have been reading all the suites of potential draft conditions that have come out. There's quite a few different versions. Something Ms. Fraser raised on behalf of council was a draft condition that required KiwiRail to look at the more network-wide effects of potential activity and potential road closures. So that was to monitor and assess operations essentially from Tremaine Ave all the way up to site. If that condition was to be taken forward, would that in part address some of your concerns about what happens if, you know, you express some concerns that maybe there hadn't been any consideration at what happens at Tremaine Ave Railway Road intersection, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I guess anything of the scale will always be addressed from a professional perspective, and I appreciate that. I just more, I guess, see that there is a potentially a lost opportunity right now to create something that is, as I said, I'm not gone over any detail with my plan, that it is with the closure of Railway Road, it creates an opportunity that wouldn't be there now to make that crossing safe. So I'm not answering your question exactly. I'm just reiterating another point that I just think that right now, if everything was to stay as it was, making a crossing safe would be extremely difficult, and I would probably end up with the same conclusion as what Palmerston North City Council has proposed. However, with the closure of Railway Road, we now have a once in a lifetime opportunity to create something special. And I just am concerned that the professionals involved are not necessarily seeing it in that light. That's my concern.
Thank you.
Commissioner Sweet.
No questions from me. Thank you, Mr. Barnes. Okay. You've been very articulate in terms of setting out what your concerns are. Thank you.
Thank you.
And likewise from me. Thanks very much, Mr. Barnes. Appreciate it. Kia ora.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. That's been very helpful. Thank you, Mr. Barnes.
Thank you.
I presume you can give us an electronic version of that.
You can have that copy that's been given to the Kath. It's got that.
And
now
you had some hard copies to give to Ms. Oliver.
We'd like those.
Yes, thank you.
So thank you all very much for your time this morning and listening to my submission. Thank you very much.
The best. Thank you. Mr. Auckland. Can we just, we'll just take a 15-minute break if we can. Is that all right? Yeah. I think it's important we wait for Sir Mason. All right. Just to adjourn, say, till 10:20.
I
changes.
His cousin. He's got his way, so that's awesome. So you guys are all seeing all the printed stuff here on your wire. Yeah, what's more?
Thank you. I could go and copy some off the table. All good.